You know what today is?
No, why don't you tell me?
You don't know?
You recycle?
Today is National Recycling Day.
Hi, I'm reminding you to recycle.
And recycle everything.
Hey, always recycle.
And so, we must all recycle every day.
We recycle everything.
Y'all recycle.
Yeah, recycle this.
National Recycling Day.
Recycling bins everywhere.
So, it's showtime.
WQKX.
Recycle something out of your refrigerator today. It's also clean out your fridge day. We can combine the two. It's a Monday Morgan in the morning.
Morgan in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It's a Monday. What a weekend. What a weekend. Today we find out who's going to Cancun. Couldn't pick a better day. We got snowflakes in the air and 35 degrees, blustery cold. Who of our qualifiers will hold the true key to Cancun with Liberty Travel? We'll know by the end of the show. Fun weekend, Penn State, huh? We had a Penn State ticket blitz winner go to, you know, a good game.
Yeah.
Penn State lost. Sorry. Some of you people were just cray on Facebook. You played the number 6 team in the country. Our ticket blitz winner still had a good time, see? Turn the negative into a positive. Penn State loses. What happened to the Steelers? I don't even want to talk about that. You Steeler fans, wow. A tie? An overtime tie? The Eagles won, though. Hey, Philadelphia Eagle fans, I know there's not that many of you. There should be more in Central PA. But for some reason, the majority of Central Pennsylvanians are Steeler fans. The Eagles won 30-13. They put it away. Our Bucknell boys came home to play basketball. They lost as well. So I'm thinking overall was a 50-50 weekend, okay? Can we do that? Some teams won, some teams lost. Can we live with that? I think so. I hope. Better luck next week. Another ticket blitz with Penn State starting this morning. Your chance to go to the game this weekend. We'll cross our fingers for a win.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a lazy sports weekend. I tinkered around with my vehicles, but for the most part, no, never left the property. I just stayed home this weekend. Stayed planted. Whatever you did, I hope you had a great weekend, because we've got a powerful week coming up, all right? We got lots of chances to win all week long. A chance for you to win this hour. Stay with us.
Up next with Morgan in the morning.
Late night TV from SNL weekend update. We're going to check into those seltzers that we're all drinking.
94KX.
Bud Light is releasing a carbonated eggnog flavored drink called Seltzer Nog. If you want a preview of the taste, throw up in your mouth.
There's that Nittany Lion that you were waiting for. It's the Register Chevrolet Penn State Ticket Blitz. Penn State at home again this weekend, this time with Rutgers, and it's a 1 o'clock kickoff. As always, we take callers 9, 4, and 1. Callers 9, 4, and 1 right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
See if we can get Penn State back on the winning track this weekend. We've got qualifiers from Sunbury, Selins Grove, and Kramer only here with Morgan in the morning. Coming up, the news, the sports, and the AccuWeather. On the other side, we've got viral comedy. So you go to the drive-thru and Snoop Dogg is working it.
We just went to Cane's. Guess who handed us our food? Snoop Dogg!
Get all this on camera.
This is a Friday night to remember. Viral comedy is on the way next. It's Morgan in the morning.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
All right, listen up. You're going out with your friends. You go to a drive-thru and Snoop Dogg is working the drive-thru. I know everybody has help wanted signs up, but are you kidding me? Two women at a drive-thru at Raising Cane's Restaurant in Fayetteville, Arkansas, got the surprise of their life when Snoop popped his head out the window.
We just went to Cane's. Guess who handed us our food? Snoop Dogg! Snoop.
Get all this on camera.
This is not real!
We don't know how it happened, but that's typical Snoop. He was in town promoting his new album, Algorithm, and for some reason, just ended up working the drive-thru, and the video went viral immediately. Hey, we've all had you're doing it wrong moments with our dad, right? I mean, when we were kids, we wanted to help dad, and dad had little or no tolerance. Well, dad got videoed.
Jacob, I need the light over here.
Dad, I'm trying to put the light where you need
it. Right, well, I need it where I'm working. Not down here. I'm working up here on this.
Okay, I'm trying, Dad. I am trying.
Yeah, she's trying. Dad, will you stop? I always got the wrenches wrong. Hand me that 3/8, Tommy. Here you go, Dad. I didn't ask for the 7/16. I asked for the 3/8. What's the matter with you? I'm sorry, Dad.
Viral comedy.
I'm sorry.
Morgan in the Morning, 94. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
You won't believe it, but today is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. We want to see that one thing that's in your fridge on our Facebook.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
With inflation, the price of turkeys and fixins are going up. Yep. Thanksgiving is going to cost the most in the last 30 years.
Oh, my.
But there's a simple solution to help you with the cost.
Oh.
Introducing Eating Less. You may be used to eating a chicken stuffed in a duck, stuffed in a turkey, stuffed in a pig, but try tightening your belt an extra notch before dinner. Sure, you usually eat your body weight in pie, but that's going to empty your wallet. So this Thanksgiving, make it more affordable by showing some self-control.
Okay.
Seconds? Oh, no, thank
no
you.
Seconds.
I've
no.
Had enough.
Thank you.
There you go.
There we go. We got another idea. Brand new contest coming up next hour from Wise Markets. We're going to save you some money as we all shop for our Thanksgiving fixins. We call it Side Dish Share. We want to know your favorite side dish you'll be making for Thanksgiving. Share the recipe with us, and you can win. It's National Clean Out Your Fridge Day.
Fungus growing in the fridge today. The light bulb's on the fritz. Something's drawing flies. Yuck, 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 yuck. You can tell it's meatloaf by the color of its skin. And mister, you're a braver man than I.
What is that in there? I'm cleaning out the fridge. Clean it out the fridge.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Check out our Facebook page. We want to see that one thing in your fridge that you don't recognize. Show it to us. It's Morgan in the Morning. I guess you want to leave the fridge door open too, right? Let some of that stuff thaw. Your chance to win for showing us your side dish also on the way. What you doing?
What you doing? Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We're going to switch it up here. You know, at this time, every day for weeks, we're giving you a key to Cancun. Our grand prize winner will be announced by the end of the show. That's pretty cool. Now we're going to try something different. Thanksgiving is coming up. It's like a little over a week away. So we better get hopping on this. Everybody's talking about how prices have gone up and turkey prices have gone up. And maybe they're going to try something different. Maybe they're going to cut down on what they're serving. But you always have that favorite side dish. And we want to know what your favorite side dish is. Wise Markets wants to know because they're going to make your shopping for Thanksgiving cheaper this year. Especially if you win with Morgan in the Morning. So here's the deal. Y'all got a side dish. Green bean casserole. Something like that. How about those candied yams that Lynn all likes?
Blah. I like candied yams. Yes, I do. With marshmallows.
You got to have the mini marshmallows.
Of course.
On. Not me. Pass. What is your favorite side dish? Okay, let us know right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
You've got a $25 gift card from Wise Markets, and you get that side dish recipe shared on our Facebook. Is that cool or what? 94.1 WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got more SNL Weekend Update Late Night TV. And this time, Brittany, she's finally free.
We have another winner.
94KX, hi, who's this?
Amber.
Hi, Amber. Where are you from?
Sunbury.
All right. Tell me about your favorite side dish that you make that is delicious.
It's salt and vinegar tipped green beans.
Oil and vinegar tipped?
Salt and vinegar tipped green beans.
Salt and vinegar green beans. I'm guessing that would taste like a bag of potato chips. I don't know.
It sounds weird, but the combinations go together and it's pretty good.
Yeah? Is this an old family recipe or something that you made up?
It's something that I wanted to do, like a twist on green beans, because you get tired of the small green bean casserole.
Yeah, green beans. Yeah, after a while, they're just green beans. And you know that green bean casserole grandma used to make? Nobody ate it, trust me. So you came up with something new.
Yeah.
I think it sounds delicious. Can you share that recipe on our Facebook page?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, you go ahead and do that. You've got a $25 gift card from Wise Markets.
Oh, awesome. Thank
You're
you.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
Green beans with salt and vinegar? You in, Lynn?
I am.
So am I. Sounds delicious. Win with Wise Markets all week. Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX.
A judge on Friday officially ended Britney Spears' conservatorship after 13 years. The media is very excited that she's back on her feet so they can knock her right back down again.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yes.
Yay. Once
Birthday
again.
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go. B.O.B. I should have snuck that song in. Airplanes. And he did that one with this little kid named Bruno Mars that grew up to be big and famous.
The little Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Anyway, B.O.B., 33 years old today. Here's one that caught my eye. Sean Murray is 44 years old.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he grew up in my neighborhood. He was always friends with my little brother.
I don't think it's the same one.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's the guy that's on. I think he's still on NCIS. I think he's like the only original person left.
Yep, Tim McGee, yes. NCIS.
Not the guy you knew.
Chad Kroger, the owner of Kroger Grocery Stores, is for... No.
No.
Nickelback.
Please.
47 years old. It's pretty hard to stump you,
don't
you know?
Don't be starting all kinds of rumors there.
Okay. And finally, Anna Fried Lindstad.
No, that's the other one. That's the other one. ABBA, right?
Yes. There you go. Frida. ABBA. Also, she had that one solo hit. I know there's something going on. Yeah.
That's a good song.
She's 76 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Those are the celebrity birthdays for today. Let's take a look at the local celebs. What do we call them?
We call them birthday buddies.
Yes, we do. Amanda Harner is 31 today. Happy birthday.
Amber Pyramatide from Sealands Grove, 37. Happy birthday, Amber.
Becky Wynn from Dalmatia, 65.
Daryl Kipple from Danville, 47 today.
Happy birthday, Dustin Flick from Bloomsburg, 38.
Joan Daly is 61 today.
Krista Mack is 35.
Lori Huffman from Sunbury, 55 today.
Happy birthday, Melissa Britton. She's 39.
Happy birthday to Melissa Seward from Milton, 38.
Melody Snyder, 62 today.
Tracy Reich is 38.
Happy birthday to Walter Work from Newport. Wonder if he's going to work. Spelled different, though. 57 years old today. Those are the local celebs we call birthday buddies. Facebook messaged in on Friday a weekend birthday for Crystal Fuller. She was 30 years old over the weekend, but we sneak her in on a Monday.
Yeah, there we go.
Because we only do birthday buddies Monday through Friday.
We're sorry we slight you if you have a weekend birthday. We try the best we can.
That's right. Yes. You could use the Ford Fun Line to call it in.
Yes.
Facebook Messenger, like Crystal's mom did.
Email.
Snail mail.
Snail mail.
You know what I did over the weekend?
You bought a carrier pigeon.
No. Oh. I snail mailed a Thanksgiving card to my mom.
Oh, okay. Well, your mom will be happy with that, though.
Yeah, she will be.
You know, they like that kind of stuff.
Actually, she'll be quite surprised. She'll probably say, who put you up to this? Nonetheless, use any method you can to get your birthday buddies through, and we do them every day at about this time.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Okay, Mark's got the news, Rob's got the sports, and we've got AccuWeather. But we've got the good news coming up, and Lynn, some pretty cool stories.
Oh, I like cool stories.
the Rockefeller Center tree is coming from Maryland.
Is
that's
it really?
Close. That's very
wow.
close. Yep, that's on the way.
Okay.
And a 105-year-old woman who set the world record in her age division for the 100-yard dash.
Oh, my goodness.
She beat my record.
She beat your record.
It's all the way next.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Mike, Movie Mike's in the house, by the way. Mike, you ever have the family pet go for a walk and, like, you find him 200 miles later?
Oh, we have no pets, so no, I can't say I've had that experience.
How about your youngest son? He likes to wander away. Is there...
That we've had.
The farthest he's ever gone, maybe one or two backyards?
Several backyards away, yes.
Okay. Well, the story of a cat who wandered from Pennsylvania to upstate New York.
He walked around the apartment like he knew where everything was, like he was never gone.
Somebody, you know, could have picked him up along the way, or if he just really somehow traveled that far and made it into our care, it's, you just really wish they could talk.
There has been several times where I wished my pets could talk, yes. Hey, Trixie, where you been? She wandered 200 miles away and came home. And a 105-year-old woman who ran the 100-meter dash. On the way.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
So your cat wanders away. You live in Pennsylvania, and somebody says they found your cat in upstate New York. Weird.
They didn't believe me. They even thought after driving here, it still wasn't going to be the cat. But then as soon as they saw him, you know, they couldn't believe it. And they were very, very happy to have him back in the family.
Yeah, well, you know how that happens. It's called that little microchip. So maybe you should get one in your pet. I don't know how this happens, but it's good news. A 105-year-old woman from Louisiana, set the world record for the fastest 100-meter sprint in her age category.
I'm so happy. Just stay healthy and keep running. And I'm going to keep running as long as I can. I find it fun. I like doing it.
1 minute and 2 seconds. And believe it or not, she beat my record. So that's good news. How fast could you run it, Mike?
Not that fast.
No, me either. Anyway, and hey, the Christmas tree that'll be at the Rockefeller Center is coming from our neighbors in Maryland.
We initially said, no, you can't have our tree. But ultimately came to the right decision that this is the right destiny for it and the proper place for it to end its life. And then we're very proud that it will be used as mulch in the gardens and parks in New York City. And then ultimately the trunk will be milled for lumber and donated to Habitat for Humanity.
That's pretty cool stuff.
What a better destiny for a beautiful tree.
That's very good news. Locally, here's some more good news. Safety, a child passenger safety check tonight, 6 o'clock till 10, at the Milton Barracks.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
If you have any local news that you want to be good news, you send it to News Radio. Mark Lawrence passes it on, and we have good news with Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Chris Daughtry has put his latest tour on hold after the unexpected death of his 25-year-old stepdaughter, Hannah. In an Instagram post, Daughtry said that he is absolutely devastated and heartbroken. As for the cause of death, TMZ says police are treating it as a homicide and that Hannah's boyfriend was arrested on Friday, the same day she was found dead. There's no word if the arrest is related, but that does seem pretty obvious. So a real tragedy there in Chris Daughtry's family. We wish him well. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Winter, the marine mammal that starred in the Dolphin Tale movies, died Thursday evening at a Florida aquarium. She was 16. The bottlenose dolphin died despite life-saving efforts to treat her worsening intestinal problems, aquarium officials said. Animal care experts were preparing Winter for a procedure at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, where she had long lived. Winter was 2 months old when her tail became entangled in a crab trap near Cape Canaveral, which forced its amputation. Dolphin Tale, which was released in 2011, chronicled Winter's recovery and the unprecedented lengthy effort to fit her with a prosthetic tail.
Yeah.
That movie starred Harry Connick Jr., Ashley Judd, Kris Kristofferson, and Morgan Freeman. It was followed by a sequel in 2014, so Winter the Dolphin, dead at the age of 16.
Rest in peace.
Yes, absolutely. And looking at the box office, Marvel's Eternals held on to the number one spot, but dropped pretty heavily. It made $27 million. And speaking of Eternal, I thought that movie was Eternal. What a snooze fest that thing is.
Okay, all right.
Meanwhile, Clifford the Big Red Dog opened in second place with $16 million. Those poor, poor children who had to go sit through that. Dune was third with $5 million. No Time to Die came in fourth with $4.6 million. And Venom, Let There Be Carnage rounds out the top five with $4
million. Did you ever see, think you'd see the day where James Bond was being beaten by Clifford the Big Red Dog?
No. I don't think I ever foresaw that one coming, actually.
No, me either. You know you're getting old when.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's the world's worst fan fiction idea right there.
Mike, thanks for coming in. Have a great week.
Thanks. See you Friday.
See you Friday.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We got a lot of chicken to choose from. Your chance to win with McDonald's just for listening to Morgan in the Morning. It's coming up next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. You can be a McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich winner right now.
This isn't just another chicken sandwich. No, it's more than that.
It's a reward for listening to Morgan in the Morning.
You'll be biting into McDonald's new, crispy, juicy, tender chicken sandwich.
Just like McDonald's gives you rewards for visiting. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Late night TV on the way, Jimmy Fallon and Bill Maher from The Weeknd.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. What are you doing today?
Oh, you know, working.
Oh, you're listening to Morgan in the Morning at work. We love that.
I am, yeah.
Well, McDonald's rewards you now every time you go to McDonald's, but they're also rewarding you for listening to me. What do you think about that?
That sounds great.
That's cool. We've got more chicken for the choosing. You could choose the McDonald's crispy chicken, spicy chicken, or the chicken deluxe. All from McDonald's, just for listening to Morgan in the Morning. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See that? It's that easy to win with 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Here's some good news. According to the CDC, 98.5% of seniors in the U.S. have now gotten at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. Which is why weekly canasta games now turn into drunken makeout parties.
But here in L.A., you know, now we have a new thing. Proof of vaccination required for pretty much everywhere. Restaurants, bars, gyms, movies, malls, stores. My dispensary has a big sign. No shot, no pot.
Still to come, who will be our winner and hold the ultimate key to Cancun with Liberty Travel? On the way next, Tom's Top List. 'Tis the season to do good deeds, and it's really quite easy to do.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goodie Room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen.
Now let's get started.
92% of Americans say that doing good deeds makes them happier. Imagine what it does to the person who has the deed thrust upon. And doing deeds, good deeds, quite simple. Here are the top eight you can do. Help someone carry their groceries or something else that's heavy. Help them carry it. Buy someone a coffee. Paying for someone's meal. Giving someone a simple compliment. Holding a door for someone, especially a stranger. Saying good morning to people. How easy can that get? But we don't do it anymore. Donating to someone in need. We've got a fund for that. We'll talk about it later. And the number one good deed you could do that is actually quite simple, helping a friend, family member, or coworker with a simple task. You see them doing it? Jump in and help out. Do a good deed.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Boy, I wish I were going to Cancun. I'll tell you that much. We'll find out who has the ultimate key to Cancun with Liberty Travel. Who will win the grand prize? Still to come. Stay with us.
W-Q-K-X.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, you know, we did some of the great good deeds that you can do when we did Tom's Top List. Here for Good is here for you, and that could be your good deed of the day. That could be your good deed of the holiday season. This year's goal is $150,000. We can do this here for good, campaign.org. Okay, it's all one word. Here for good, campaign.org. Let's see if we can get that done by Christmas time and do some good for others.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
You know, you get up in the morning and you say, it's cold, there's snow flurries in the air. God, I wish I was in Cancun. You could be the one listener with the ultimate key to Cancun, the key that's going to unlock that vacation. That one listener's name. Next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The keys to Cancun. What a good time this has been for weeks and weeks. You'd listen for the keyword right here in the morning. Chad Evans would have one, Mark Stevens in the afternoon. And it all comes down to today. Trudy Lagerman is with us from Liberty Travel. Trudy, it's always good to see you.
Good to see you too. Very excited about
you know,
today.
When you give away a vacation and you're on the radio, it's very exciting. That kind of exciting you must see every day. Even though people are coming in to buy a vacation, they must have that excited look on their face.
Every day. I love what I do.
Do you really?
I love it, yes.
You've been doing it a while. We've been buddies for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, five or six years.
I think it's 7 years.
Oh, seven. Okay. Is it that 7 year itch?
7 years.
Okay. So tell us about this all-inclusive vacation to Cancun. Because all-inclusive, that's a cool phrase.
Fiesta Americana is beautiful, oceanfront, all the meals, all the drinks, anytime you want. You can't beat it.
Did you say all the drinks?
All the drinks.
Because I'm on a diet. So the meals, you know.
No calories.
I got to watch what I eat.
No calories. Diet soda with every drink.
There you have it. Cancun, tell us about it. There are a lot of people listening right now that haven't been there. What's it like?
It is, there are so many activities to do off the property. You can go to the ruins, go to East Mujeres, just lay at the beach all day. It is just, it has something for everyone. It is absolutely beautiful.
So no matter who wins it, it's going to be one heck of a vacation.
Absolutely. Wow. They'll love it.
How many times has Trudy Lagerman been to Cancun?
I go every year, so I can't even, probably 40 times.
Oh, okay, yes. As opposed to our friendship, which is 6 or 7 years.
6 or 7 years, right.
Well, we've been doing the Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel, 94KX, and our sister station, 100.9 The Valley. You guys have been texting like crazy. All the entries we have right here in our studio. You like our little sunken sea chest there?
Love it.
It's pretty cool. Big thanks to Sam Tyler for decorating the studio up. Have you ever seen Mexican decorations like this before?
Never.
I've never seen the word fiesta so many times on a wall. But anyway.
Looks very cool.
We are going to take a break and get the studio ready for Chad Evans. But before that, we're going to Facebook Live. So we want people to go Facebook Live right now. Trudy, you and I are going to draw the big winner in the Keys to Cancun.
Exciting.
Thanks to Liberty Travel for being there for us again.
We love partnering with 94KX.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.